And we're back here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Beth McDonald Consulting is the website, BethMcDonaldConsulting.com, as well as on the web at Beth McDonald Consulting at Facebook. And we have her on the phone via 963-0842. And we're talking, of course, as we have been for almost a month now, Beth, about gratitude. And I find it interesting, too, that we're also sitting right on top of, if you will, that line, if you will. It's the winter solstice, and now we're going to be heading back in the other direction in terms of the days, the light in the days getting longer.
Absolutely. This is the day of the year when an awful lot of us sun worshippers are doing our happy dance, you know? Because this is the bottom of the barrel. This is the shortest day and the longest night, and from here on out, you know, we get a little more of the sun.
Yeah.
You know, the sun has made his great journey across the sky, and this is the moment of the greatest imbalance, darkness-wise.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be a time when those, especially those who are touched by seasonal affective disorder, can be more depressed. Those of us who kind of need the warmth and the energy and the vibrancy of the sun can really feel cut off from it at this time of year. And so the fact that, like, this is as deep as the pool's going to get, and we can bounce off the bottom and start heading back towards the surface, towards the light, is an awesome, awesome, awesome thing.
Well, it's also something, the way you phrase that, because there have been certainly sufficient studies to confirm the importance of the sun, that without it, the planet would die. I mean,
well, yeah, but it's also, and since the dawn of time, mm-hmm. you know, or at least since mankind first started walking upright, you know, the sun has been such a metaphor. It's not only very a very literal presence in our lives that has an awful lot of control over our lives, but it's a very poignant metaphor for the light inside, you know, keeping your spirits up, the light in your heart, you know, the light and the love of God. You know, the sun has always been a metaphor for that.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, if you're struggling at all with any kind of seasonal or holiday
issues
mm-hmm. you know, A, take heart, it will get better, and B, the more proactive you can get about reaching out, asking for help, engaging your friends and family and community to find common solutions, or to just to let them know.
Yeah.
So many of us bear our sorrows and sadness alone, or have difficulty expressing them effectively so that we get what we want out of that exchange.
And I think that's an important thing to take a look at in terms of being able to express them. Now, there was a something that I'd heard many years ago about darkness and our fears or our worries.
Yeah.
And that in that, and maybe this was more metaphorical, but when we dwell upon the problems in our lives and we do it at night / in the dark, they become larger than life.
And, oh, yeah. And that's another, like, literal and figurative thing.
And here we are on the last, this is the one day of the year where the night is the longest. And that kind of, it's sort of like, as you say, we're at the bottom of the pool. We can't go any deeper. It's not going to get any darker. And then tomorrow, the 22nd and beyond, it's going to start to get a little lighter and a little lighter, and we're going to be rising towards the surface of the pool a little more and a little more. So there is, in that respect, some good news from the standpoint that, okay, there's going to be more light to look at the realities of that which I see as a problem in my life.
Right. And I just want to reiterate, there is a difference between dwelling and being in that spin cycle.
Okay.
And, you know, looking at something long enough to create a proactive strategy about it.
Okay.
And most Americans don't understand the difference between those two mental states. And, you know, there is a huge difference between those things. If you're having trouble figuring out a way to shift from the dwelling and the spin cycle to, like, okay, I'm looking at this long enough to create an action plan, I'm taking some steps, and then I'm going to step back, you know, and do something else with my brain, you know. And that's one of the mental disciplines that people have difficulty with, and that's exactly where gratitude comes in. You know, to have the discipline to recognize when you're dwelling and spinning and shift gears.
I think for me, very quickly, the prime example I can look back to is the month that I was served with divorce papers many years ago. I was actually served on May 1st. I say, well, it gives a whole new meaning to the word Mayday. But I was emotionally a basket case for that entire month. And it wasn't until I got into June that I began to get into my intellect and say, wait a minute. And I started to reevaluate the whole thing, and I got out of the fear and started to, as you say, create that action plan.
Right.
And that's just my example. But I think that if, you know, the sooner we can get out of the fear, the better. But at the same time, is it true that it's important for us to sort of allow the emotions to we need to look at our dark side as well as our light side? It's part of who and what we are. So I guess my question is, how far do we go with the whole aspect of the fear and the angst and all of that? You know, how much wallowing is enough or too much,
right,
before we go into the action plan?
Right, and that is one of the perennial questions, you know, within the different religious schools and psychological schools of thought. You know, there's a great deal of variance on that, but, and so it's kind of a personal thing. Mm-hmm. The thing I will say is that most Americans aren't taught.
Mm.
Where those lines are.
Oh, okay.
They're not even taught that there are lines around this. And so
do we get stuck?
We get real stuck.
Okay.
And then, you know, there's all this research out now that most people, you know, the denial level of the average person about, you know, the status of their lives and, you know, their finances and their emotional intelligence and these things, most of us think we're doing better than we are.
Yeah.
And then we have these moments where reality breaks through, and then we get depressed, mm-hmm. you know. And depression is anger turned inwards,
yeah.
And so we're basically like beating ourselves up,
yeah.
because we're not taught how to do it any differently. We're just given medication. And so, you know, this education, this emotional education, is just crucial. And now's a really good time of year to do it. And gratitude is an awesome starting place.
So as we begin to come out of the light, as we wrap up this segment, maybe next week, the 28th, we can talk a little bit about some of those steps that you're referring to.
Absolutely.
Okay. BethMcDonaldConsulting.com at the Facebook location, Beth McDonald Consulting, or 963-0842. Beth, thanks so much, and have
Thank
a great
you.
Christmas.
You too.
I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, and we want you to stay with us. We've got more coming up.